An investigation of several arsons in the Uniontown area has yielded an arrest. Uniontown police say a juvenile suspect turned himself in Wednesday. His name was not released. Police are attempting to identify two additional juvenile suspects. The case will be referred to the Juvenile Division of the Stark County Prosecutor's Office for charges. A 16-passenger van was set ablaze at a warehouse on Apache Street Monday. A large trash bin at the same location and a bathroom at Uniontown Community Park were also set on fire Sunday. Two bathroom facilities at the Diamond Baseball Fields off of Creebaum Road were in flames the same day. The Summit County Sheriff's Office oversees that area. The investigation continues. A man wanted for a murder in Florida was arrested in Canton Wednesday night. The Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force and Canton Police picked up 42-year-old Floyd Jones. He was wanted by the Miami-Dade County Sheriff's Office on the murder charge. Jones also had a warrant from the Carroll County Sheriff's Office for a weapons offense. He was arrested after a brief standoff at a home in the 1200 block of Tuscarawas Street East. He was staying with 52-year-old Angela Parr, who was arrested on a Canton police warrant for assault. Jones is in the Stark County Jail awaiting extradition. A Brewster man is dead following a crash Wednesday night. The Highway Patrol says a motorcycle operated by 82-year-old Larry Durbin was southbound on Route 241 at the intersection with Route 93 in Tuscarawas Township just after 6 p.m. The motorcycle went off the right side of the road, struck a ditch, and overturned onto Durbin. He was pronounced dead at Altman Hospital. Durbin was not wearing a helmet. The patrol is investigating the incident. The executive director of the Autism Society of the Mahoning Valley has stepped down following involvement in financial misconduct in Stark County. Stacy Bacorn submitted her resignation effective immediately. She had led the nonprofit for about 6 months. Bacorn pleaded guilty Tuesday in Stark County Common Police Court to a felony count of theft. Her case was referred to a theft intervention program. Bacorn stole nearly $7,000 from the YWCA of Alliance. She will pay restitution. Bacorn resigned as executive director in September. There's no indication there was any financial wrongdoing during her time at the Autism Society, but officials will conduct an audit as a precautionary measure. Stark County commissioners are expressing disappointment after the county was not awarded a state grant to help pay for renovations of the county jail. The Ohio Jail and Safety Security Program awarded $50 million to Ohio counties for jail projects and renovations last month. The repository reports Stark County was seeking between $10 and $15 million in funding for the roughly $80 million jail upgrade. Commissioners can reapply for the grant if additional funding becomes available. The project involves construction of a new pod-style cell block to replace the current linear style and expansion of the kitchen and clinic. Project is being paid for with a combination of the county's general fund, the criminal justice sales tax, and American Rescue Plan funds. Work will begin this summer. Repairs are underway for a Lexington Township road that's been a source of concern. A sinkhole forced authorities to close Price Street near the Deer Creek Reservoir in September 2024. Residents worried emergency vehicles would be unable to access their home in a timely manner in the event of a train blocking the tracks at Route 183. Repairs were delayed due to multiple jurisdictions being involved. Trustees said Tuesday that the township and the City of Alliance are working together to install a temporary concrete bridge and a series of small culverts. The Army Corps of Engineers says permits aren't necessary as long as repairs are above the waterline. Completion is expected by the end of the summer. A federal judge has dismissed the company paying money to victims of the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. Judge Benita Pearson ordered Kroll Settlement Administration to stop its work immediately. According to Wednesday's order, the company likely miscalculated payments and may have overpaid some people. Pearson named Epic Class Action and Claims Solutions to handle the payments. Attorneys representing the victims had asked for Kroll to be removed. There was no objection from Norfolk Southern Railroad, the subject of a class action lawsuit. Pearson says Kroll failed to follow a plan of distribution, which outlines how the settlement money should be split up. The Columbiana County Grand Jury has indicted a man on charges of kidnapping and felonious assault stemming from a shooting. 22-year-old Hunter Congrove of Lisbon is also charged with tampering with evidence in the March 12th incident. His arraignment is scheduled for June 23rd in Common Pleas Court. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a shooting at a home on Route 45 in Madison Township. Sean Harpold had been shot in the leg. He reportedly said the alleged gunman was high on drugs and pulled a shotgun on him. Harpold was taken to East Liverpool City Hospital for treatment, then flown to a Pittsburgh hospital. Congrove was arrested later on unrelated charges in Yellow Creek Township. He's being held in the county jail on $100,000 bond. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office has identified a man who died following an incident at a Niles manufacturer. 60-year-old Ray Delbean of Niles was found unconscious Friday at BRT Extrusions on North Main Street. He died later at a local hospital. According to published reports, his death stemmed from an industrial accident. The coroner's office is awaiting results of toxicology tests before issuing a ruling on the cause. The incident is under investigation by the Occupational Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Youngstown Police, Mill Creek Metro Parks Police, and the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office are trying to figure out what to do with a pair of submerged vehicles found Wednesday in Lake Glacier. Members of the Sheriff's dive team examined the cars, which are located in different areas of the lake. WKBN-TV reports both have been in the water for many years and are in rough shape. Investigators say the vehicles were discovered as part of an investigation but provided few details. Officials say the next step is to determine a way to remove the cars without them breaking apart. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.